Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always,
always
use your head.
You are now listening to ChairShot Radio. Always use your head.
Oh yeah, here it is, another Tuesday and more hockey talk. That's right, everyone. Patrick O'Dowd here, joined by David Ongar for this week's edition of Hockey Talk, a part of the ChairShot Radio Network on thechairshot.com, where we encourage you to always use your head.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
And we have got a hodgepodge potpourri set of stories to talk about today. The All-Star votes are in for the remaining members of the All-Star teams. Dave and I voted on that last week, and we're going to take a look at how we did. We did well in one division.
Yes, we did.
We'll say that. Did well in one division. And then we've got some trade rumors flying around. We've got hockey players, you know, like stepping out of Pride Night. We got coaches fired. We got a lot going on. And so, you know, we're heading into the home stretch before the All-Star game. The All-Star game, February 4th, which I sadly will not be able to watch because I'll be working. Back-to-back weekends, Dave. I'm working.
I know. I'm already planning your demise. I mean, planning shows in your absence. So, yeah.
Oh, really? You're my demise, huh?
Not your demise.
So what? I hope Dave has something wonderful in store for this lovely 30 to 60 minute podcast that we have. It could just be, hey, Tony, do you have something for us? I've seen that show before. It's a good show.
It could be me reaching out to Dr. S'mores to talk about his beloved Carolina Hurricanes. He hasn't been on Hockey Talk this season, so
that no, might not he be really a bad hasn't. Idea. So if you can get him to fill in, like, you have some flexibility. You don't have to live on my rigid record on this day schedule.
So rigid.
It is. But yeah, 2 weekends without me of recording, Dave. And I'm glad to see you're figuring out how to manage your time, both on this program and on Bandwagon Nerds. You're gonna be running the show. And hell, you have 2 weeks of catch up that you could easily do just looking at trailers and stuff that keep getting dropped left and right around the world of nerddom. So I'm sure you guys will find plenty of things to fill the void there, because we're apparently pausing the 70s project.
We are.
Because my input is necessary.
I think your input is necessary. I got some ideas for the next couple of weeks. I'm going to float by you and the guys and see how vehemently you object to it, you know, that sort of thing.
No. Hey, you know what? Here's the thing is, as you guys like to joke, when I'm away, it's like you guys will play, and then I get to call and do the show, 2 weeks later, and be like, I have problems with you, and you all never apologize for how you ruined the show.
It's like sorry, not sorry sort of thing.
Sorry, not sorry. So yeah, that's kind of what we got in front of us. There's nothing really to talk about with standings, right? Like nothing really exciting is happening. It seems like the Blues are good at fighting people. Speaking of my team, I got to watch that. That was just a nice additional embarrassment to hockey. The Bruins are still not losing. So there's that.
The Devils started winning again. There is that. There is
your boy Ovechkin is day to day.
Yeah.
What happened there?
I don't know.
What's going on there, man?
I don't know, but without him, they did not show up in Vegas last night. They got hammered by the Knights. I was like six to two, huh? Okay, wow, that's not good. But the Devils started winning. The Avalanche they're on a winning streak. They're now in the second wild card spot. So that's kind of the only things that I really noticed this past week in the standings. A little bit of a shakeup, not much. Penguins, Caps.
Yeah, nothing really moving.
Florida's kind of coming on a little bit.
Yeah. There's a bit. You talked about Carolina. You know, you got to talk about, I always pronounce his name wrong. Pacioretty tore his Achilles.
Oh, Pacioretty. Yeah, he's gone for the year.
Pacioretty's out for the year. Vladimir Tarasenko could be coming back to the Blues. That could be good. Caulfield out for the rest of the season for the Canadiens. Like, a lot of injuries going around. So that's, you know, all part of it.
I mean, it is.
But yeah,
kind
of a blah week. Kind of a blah week for the NHL. And that conversation got us past the 5-minute mark, Dave.
Sweet. Go Avalanche, I guess.
Go Avalanche. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to take a look at who got voted in to the NHL All-Star Game from the fan voting. Talk about how we did or how poorly we did. Jordan Binnington did not get in.
It happens. He was kind of a long shot. He was
a long shot.
He's a feel-good sort of thing. And yeah.
Well. He's a good goalie with no defenseman to help him out. Oh, I went to a hockey game this weekend myself. I forgot to tell you that. Or, well, we talked about it because I texted you.
Yeah.
So
how does that work?
UMass and UConn.
How does that work with you being a UMass fan and your son being a UConn fan? That's a fun dynamic.
So he's not a passionate sports kid. So that helps. Like, he's not like in my face. But I will say that this all started 3 years ago at a football game. When the University of Illinois came to play the UConn Huskies at Connecticut in Hartford. So I took my dad came out and visited, and my son and my dad and I, we all went to this football game. And I used to work, my first job on the East Coast was at the University of Connecticut. That's where I met Greg DeMarco. That's how inadvertently is how I am on this podcasting path. Who knows where my life would be had I not worked at the University of Connecticut. But I still had some friends that work at the university.
You'd have more free time on the weekends, that's for sure.
Probably. I tagged myself, though. I checked in at Rentschler Field for the game, you know, just because. And one of a couple of old friends, supervisors that I could have worked for at UConn because they were within our department, they're involved with taking care of Jonathan the Husky. And Jonathan was at the game and they saw that myself and my kid were there. So they said, hey, we're going to have Jonathan through the first quarter. If you'd like, come to section, blah, 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 and he can meet the Husky. And I was like, okay, that sounds cool. Let's give that a go. And so took the little O'Dowd around and he got to hang out with Jonathan the Husky, get his photo taken. I got to catch up with some friends. And that was kind of it. Like, in terms of that won his loyalty, that he got to hang out with the dog. And it was a cold fall afternoon. We were on the shady side of the stadium. He needed a hoodie. So Grandpa bought him a UConn hoodie. And he had worn that hoodie off and on. He'd worn it to the hockey game we went to last year, but he hit a growth spurt and the hoodie is now too small. But he was still there in spirit. And he went through the range of emotions and he's become a true fan, Dave, because here's what happened. So UConn, one, got outshot. Like, UMass dominated this game and lost in overtime, which is what was crazy to me. Like, they controlled the ice. The first period, I think I texted you, they outshot UConn like 12-3, and the score was like 1-1. It was insane the way that that all went down. It was just nuts. So, oh, sorry, shots on goal after the first period, 14-3, game was tied at 1. UConn took a 2-1 lead in the second period, and third period starts, and the little O'Dowd is feeling good, right? He is enjoying the game. His team is up. So he's going through this. He's all excited, and then, bam, UMass ties the game. So now we're a little anxious. And then, bam, power play goal, UMass, which they didn't have any penalties called in the game until the third period. And then there were only four penalties total called for the game. It was a very clean game. But UMass scores with about 9 minutes to go up 3-2 on the power play. And my kid is devastated. Now, the little O'Dowd is a very emotional soul. And we're talking, the tears have started because he's like, oh, my God, it's over. And I kind of look at him and I'm like, a lot of game left, kiddo. A lot of game left. He's like, but there's only like 9 minutes. And I was like, that's an eternity in hockey. Like, I was like, just hang in there. And then right after I'm trying to get him to hang in there, UConn gets called for another penalty. They kill that penalty. And then in what I would say is one of the worst calls ever, two players collided mid-ice going after the puck, and UConn gets called for a penalty that was just obnoxious. It was a homer call all the way, where they got called for like elbowing or something. And the officials knew it was so bad that they made a makeup call. But when that penalty happened, the little O'Dowd was like, what? What the butt? But he was officially full fan, because now it was the official's fault that UConn was going to lose. He's like, they're kind of biased against my team. And I'm like, no. He's like, yeah, that call was terrible. UMass gets called for a penalty about a minute into their power play. UConn, when they get the 5-4 advantage, tied up with 3 minutes to go. We go to overtime, 3-on-3 hockey, 13 seconds to go in overtime. UConn gets a breakaway. Slap shot from just inside the blue line, right over the top. UConn wins. Little O'Dowd does this happy dance. And now we go to a commercial break 11 minutes into this show instead of 5 minutes into this show.
That was a fun story, come back, though.
It was. He was very happy. He got to ride all the waves of fandom, and that's what sports is all about and what makes it great. But we're going to take our first commercial break. When we come back, we're going to look at who got voted into the All-Star game and what we think of those results. You are listening to Hockey Talk here on the ChairShot Radio Network, a part of thechairshot.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is your boy Kenny Killer telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
All right, welcome back to Hockey Talk. Patrick O'Dowd, David Ungar here talking all things hockey. And last week, if you'll recall, Dave and I on the podcast picked our choices for one of the many times they could vote for the All-Star game on the podcast. And we had some homer picks. I already joked about it. I put out a homer pick for myself because I stan Jordan Binnington and argue he's as good a goalie as any of the other all-stars out there. Unfortunately, he's on a team with a horrendous defense and therefore gets hung out to dry so, so much. However, 12 names, we did all right. Like, I'm looking at this. We got some names in here that we were on. But we nailed the Atlantic Division. So let's start there. As we have, I love how ESPN did this, by the way, because it's the way they do all their articles, because they announced two of the names, Austin Matthews and David Pasternak, were the two skaters that got selected. Both of those were guys we voted for. And then Engel from the Tampa Bay Lightning, Andre Vasilevsky, gets picked for the Tampa Bay Lightning. Nothing we can argue on that one, Dave, because that's who we picked too.
Yeah, that was probably the easier of the divisions to pick. It just seemed, out of the people who were still left that weren't automatically selected, it's like, well, okay. Vasilevsky, arguably the best goalie in the world. He should be in the All-Star game.
Right.
Austin Matthews, arguably exactly. Top five in the world. He should be in the All-Star game. Pasternak has been the anchor of the Boston Bruins, so... Yeah, I didn't see a lot of drama with that division.
Right. I'm going to go down to the Central Division and talk about them next, because these picks all made sense too. Nathan MacKinnon from the Avalanche. Mikko Rantanen, as much as I hate that guy, fuck that guy, hate that guy.
We voted for
him. He's really good. We did, but it doesn't mean I can't hate him.
I didn't even see MacKinnon on the list, honestly. But
right. But Nate MacKinnon... Which I, when I saw the name, I was like, well, duh. Like, though that's as much a name vote as anything. I don't know what kind of season he's had so far, but yeah, I mean, with the Avalanche underperforming, we've been highly critical of him, but he is one of the best centers in the league, so it makes a lot of sense. And then Connor Hellebuyck, the Jets.
Oh, the goalie. Yeah, okay.
Hellebuyck? Yeah. I don't know.
Hellebuyck, I think you're right.
There's no R.
Hellebuyck. What the hellebuck happened to that vote?
I don't know. We voted for Jordan Binnington because I said so. Pacific Division, we got Leon Draisaitl right. We didn't miss that one. Stuart Skinner, also from the Oilers, got voted in. And then Bo Horvat from the Canucks. So, yeah.
Nice segue with Horvat, I guess. We'll be talking about him.
Yeah, we will. We'll be talking about him and another trade rumor in the second half of this program. And then we didn't get anybody in the Metropolitan Division, I don't think, at all. Ilya Sorokin.
We got Sorokin. We did pick
him. Oh, did we get Sorokin?
We got Sorokin, yeah.
Okay. Artemi Panarin.
Yeah.
Yeah, from the Rangers. And then Adam Fox, also from the Rangers.
Yeah.
Did we really vote for Sorokin?
We did.
Oh. I've slept since then, so.
Reset. I'm pretty sure I think yeah, we voted for Sorokin. I think you kind of deferred to me a little bit. I picked him and he's a solid pick. But yeah, Adam Fox, that's a little surprising. I mean, he's having a solid year. I'm looking at his
stats right now. His general stats. He's played in 46 games. He's only scored 9 goals, 36 assists. He's got 45 points. I don't know. I think there's better players out there. I think the state of New York just represented their boy.
Yeah, they came out in numbers, I'm sure.
I mean, I guess that makes sense. So, yeah, anybody you think got robbed?
I mean, I would have. Wasn't Sid? We voted Sidney Crosby. I think Crosby should be in on this team, or is he automatically on there? I don't remember.
I think he was already on.
I think
he was already part of the All-Star.
I mean, like, the one guy I felt strongly about was Anze Kopitar for the Kings. I was disappointed he didn't make it on there because he's having a really good year. The Kings are having a really good year. Watch, they are probably my dark horse pick going into the playoffs when we get there. The Kings are notorious for this. You know, when they went on their run a few years back and won 2 cups in 4 years or something. So Kopitar is somebody who I would have liked to see get more recognition. That was a little disappointing. Right. That's kind of,
By the way, I just want to own really quick that if you're hearing snifflings, I do have a cold. So I apologize for that. That's all me. You may continue.
It's okay. No, if Aesop was here, he'd say cocaine is a hell of a drug. But, you know, that's not what's going on. That was the one that I think I felt the strongest about. You know, I don't think there's any, from a Homer standpoint, I don't think there's any Capitals who I say, oh, yeah, they should have been on there. None of them. I mean, maybe you could kind of make an argument for Darcy Kemper, who's having a pretty good season with all the shutouts he's having. But then I don't even know who was in goal last night. I don't know if it's him or Lindgren, who just got worked by Vegas.
By the way, Crosby was in. He was not one who needed to be voted in. Okay. So, citizen.
Yeah, I mean, there's a handful of people who you could say, well, maybe. But all in all, I mean, it's okay. You know, I don't have too many qualms with who the fans voted. Not that the fans give a shit what I think anyway. But I thought, by and large, Kopitar was the only one that I kind of really thought, okay, they missed the boat on that.
Well, yeah, being a homer, like I said, I love my goalie. And I actually think he's a very good goalie who is on an unfortunate team right now. So that was really my only complaint, and I'll get over it. So I'm going to make an executive decision. We're going to take our second commercial break, and we're going to cut the story out of Philly. We will just talk trade rumors, and we will talk. We'll talk the firing when we come back on the commercial break. Sound good?
Sounds good to me. The other story is layered and deep, so maybe we need to avoid it.
Layered and deep, and it's kind of weird because they still skated in the game. They just didn't participate in warm-ups. It's bizarre. But yeah, we'll take our second commercial break. We got two big names that have started to crop up in NHL trade rumors that I want to discuss with Dave. And then we had our first firing, and it was the name we all expected. It just, in my opinion, took a little longer than we thought it would. All of that when we come back. You are listening to Hockey Talk here on the Chairshot Radio Network, part of thechairshot.com.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
All right, welcome back. Well, Dave, after spending all this time wondering if anybody was going to trade anybody and what was going to go on, we started to finally get a couple of rumors. And the first one is one that you shared with me. Now, by the way, folks, for those who are curious, trade deadline in the NHL is still over a month away. March 3rd is the NHL trade deadline. So there is that. But the biggest name on the market is Bo Horvat. And word on the street is that talks have intensified for Frank Cervarelli of Daily Faceoff. Now, there's a few teams of note. All of them are, three of them are contenders. I don't know what we would call Detroit right now. Detroit's in there. But there was there's five teams that are interested. The Minnesota Wild, Carolina Hurricanes, Detroit Red Wings, the Seattle Kraken, great pickup for them, and the Boston Bruins. And apparently, Dave, Boston Bruins, that chilled your blood a little bit. Well, you didn't like that one.
I tell you, one of these teams is not like the other. I think you can eliminate the Detroit Red Wings from this conversation. It'd be nice, but it's not going to happen. Horvat's not going to go there. The Kraken, like you said, that would be a huge pickup for them, and that's something that. But I don't see that happening since Seattle's in this. You know, Vancouver's in the same division as Seattle, and I think they would be. Vancouver was, we're going to discuss, in a state of flux. Boston or Carolina is a chilling proposition, like you said, to add him to Minnesota wouldn't be bad. I see him more of an East Coast kind of guy. Yeah, I mean, as good as the Bruins are already, you're going to add Bo Horvat to that lineup. And you could literally say ditto to the Carolina Hurricanes. He seems to probably be a better fit for the Bruins than Carolina. But, man, yeah. It's you know, it's a situation of the rich getting richer. And like you noted, the trade deadline's still 2 months away, but hockey's a little bit different because the trade deadline's so close to the playoffs starting that you see these deals come down well in advance of the trade deadline, because we got to get these guys in, get them acclimated, give the coach time to figure out which line chemistry works best. You know, if you're going to do that in March and the playoffs start a month later, not the best of scenarios. So, yeah, Horvat going to Boston or Carolina is not exactly encouraging for anybody who has a team with, you know, if you have a vested interest in an Eastern Conference team, not such a great situation.
Yeah. As a guy who's not a Bruins fan, but lives in Bruins country, man, I hate it when they have talent and they're winning. Because then I have to listen to them.
Well, they've got talent and they're winning, so it's a double whammy. And now you want to add, you know, probably the premier free agent to be. I'd say one of them.
Right. Yeah, you got to go get it. Yeah, you just have to go get it. Yeah, if you have an opportunity to go get it.
Yeah, the biggest problem with Horvat is he is going to be an unrestricted free agent in the offseason. So how much, if you're the Bruins or you're the Hurricanes, how much do you part with for somebody who's going to be, you know, a UFA in just a few months? And that's always the difficulty with, I'm pretty sure Horvat's going to be an unrestricted free agent. So that's a big question with all these guys, is how much do you, basically it's a rental. You know, I saw the Caps do that with Shattenkirk a few years ago. That didn't work out at all. So it's always a risk.
Sorry. Yes, indeed. I want to move on to another. You talked about big names that are floating around. The NHL.com folks put up an article about another name that seems to be swirling around. This article came up a couple of days ago. Erik Karlsson was asked to comment on talks of him possibly being traded away from the San Jose Sharks. Now, he said that he's happy playing for San Jose, but the chance to win could factor into accepting a trade before the trade deadline. I will never sway from that. I want to win, Karlsson told the Got Your Back Cop podcast. And I think as you get older and you've been around for a long time, you realize that it's not as easy as it looks, and you've got to hit it at the right time. The 14-season veteran, he is leading all defensemen in the NHL with 15 goals, 47 assists, and 62 points in 47 games. He is on pace for 26 goals and 108 points, both of which would be career highs for him. So he is having a career year. Now, he's had a history of injury, but this sounds like a guy, the Sharks are terrible. They're 14-24-9. They're not going anywhere. They're in seventh. They're just not going to get there. Which GM is on the phone after reading this article there to talk Erik Karlsson? You get to pick
the Los Angeles Kings. Easy. Karlsson's a great defenseman. You know, he's been around for a while. He's an offensive defenseman. You look at the Kings in a -9 goal differential out of all the teams out west. And I was just pulling this up, looking, saying who's got the worst goal differential. When you're the Kings and you're in the position they're in and you're a -9, and I understand the chances of the Kings and the Sharks with their history pulling a trade together are very slim indeed. Karlsson is not somebody I see going to the East. I see him kind of sticking out in the West. Minnesota would be another team that wouldn't be a bad option. I think I've heard them mentioned. In a perfect world, the Caps would go get him, because with John Karlsson out for an indefinite period of time, getting the other Karlsson would be enormously smart. I just don't see the Capitals having the pieces in place to make a play for him. You'd have to trade, like, you know, you might have to give up a Dylan Strome to the Sharks to get them. And they can't afford to do that. And the Caps' problem isn't so much defense, it's scoring. And he is a good offensive defenseman. So maybe that's what you need to do. But I think the Kings have got enough young people to make a move for a guy like Erik Karlsson. You know, maybe a team like Nashville, who's like kind of on the outside looking in, wouldn't be bad. But he's going to go. It's a question of where. I see it. It's more the West. Maybe Seattle makes a play for him as well. him going back to Vegas, where he achieved a lot of, you know, success, wouldn't be the worst of ideas for him. And Vegas is a team that would probably say, yeah, come on home. So I think he's got options.
No Blues. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't. Well, I mean, they could use him. There's no doubt. About that.
We don't need an offensive defenseman. We need a lot of help in the middle. That's what we need. We need some thumpers who can actually, you know, help with goal prevention, not goal scoring. We have scores. We just, it's gross. All right, let's move to the least surprising coach firing of the year. As we record this on Sunday, it was announced by Vancouver that Bruce Boudreau has finally been let go. He will be replaced by Rick Tocchet. I love hockey. How many seasons had Bruce Boudreau coached for the Vancouver Canucks?
Was he there like 2 or 3 years, right?
One and a half. He is currently in his second season as a coach, and Vancouver fires him.
He was brought in as an interim coach, and Vancouver played well behind him. But yeah, here's the thing about Bruce Boudreau, and I know a lot about Bruce because he was coach of the Capitals, and he's very beloved. The fans love Bruce Boudreau. The fans in Vancouver have been, because it's been building for 2 weeks. Tocchet's basically been running the team for 2 weeks, and everybody knows that. So the writing was on the wall. Everybody loves Bruce. Everybody plays hard for Bruce. Bruce just doesn't win when it matters. And that's been the knock on him. He's had a lot of regular season success, not this year. But, you know, I look back at that 2010 Capitals team that collapsed 3-1 lead against Montreal. They set all sorts of records. They're the number one seed, and you blow a 3-1 lead to the 8 seed. And that was kind of where Bruce got exposed a little bit, as far as, I don't know what to do in this type of situation to get my team's playoff ready. Vancouver should be better. They really should. So it's not surprising that he's been let go. But like you're saying, yeah, a year and a half isn't a whole lot of time, but hockey is more about what have you done for me lately? And he hasn't done enough for Vancouver lately. I don't know if Tocchet's going to have any more luck with that team. Well, and now you're going to get rid of one of your best players.
Potentially, probably. I mean, you look at this, they've lost 10 of the last 12. They're 14 points behind Colorado for the second wild card spot. They're 31st in goals against per game. They're last in the penalty kill. They're just bad. So... And I mean, his last game, I mean, they lost to Edmonton. So everybody knew that he was out. Like, after that loss, fans were chanting, "Bruce, there it is." And he's like fighting back tears in the post-game press conference. So he knew it was done. He's been in it for a really long time. So here's my next question, my last question. Is this it for Bruce Boudreau? Is he done? Or will somebody hire him?
Somebody will hire him. He's got a good enough track record up to a point that, you know, if you're in a pinch, Bruce is a really good stopgap for teams that are struggling. And it's like, we need to make a change, maybe not a permanent change, but something in the interim. So I don't think that's it for Bruce Boudreau. He's just not one of these coaches who has playoff success, you know, and that's a knock on him, but it's well-deserved. And I mean, I think he's good enough to be, you know, if I had my choice, you know, would I take Bruce Boudreau or Barry Trotz, who's sitting out there with nothing to do? I'd take Trotz any day of the week for sure. But in a pinch, sure, Bruce can get the job done for a little while.
Nice. That begs the final question. Who's next? Which coach goes down next?
I'd probably say Anaheim's, whoever that guy. I know we've talked about him before. I still think the Ducks are going to make a change at some point. And you could see Boudreau back in Anaheim for all we know at this point. But I think Anaheim or Columbus are the ones, you know, they're dead last in their respective conferences. Anaheim, you know, wasn't expected to do much. Columbus, a lot more was expected out of them. I just don't know if Columbus is going to make that kind of a change at this point. But Anaheim... yeah, I could see the Ducks moving on.
Craig Berube, I'm looking at you.
I don't know. Maybe if your guys are trying to capture lightning in a bottle twice, then maybe they decide, hey, it worked last time. This shit worked last week. Let's try it again.
Yeah, you would think. I don't really think that's going to happen. But I guess I'm off the bus. I'm off the Berube bus. So, and we are done with hockey talk. We are off the talk at this point. And I will be off for 2 weeks. So you and Kyle and his much, much more vast wealth of NHL knowledge, hopefully you'll be able to schedule that up. I'm not going to make a promise we can't keep. We're going to try to get Kyle Morris to do a little hockey talk with Dave. He's a hell of – he knows way more than I do. He knows more in his sleep about hockey and contract situation. Like, he knows way – so much more about people and their contracts and where teams are with caps. Like, he takes the passion for hockey way beyond what I do. So hopefully we can get that happening. But I'll be back in a couple of weeks, and we'll be back to it as we get past the All-Star game. And we'll talk about the All-Star game, because then we'll come back and we post All-Star game. And turn our attention to the home stretch of the hockey season. Dave, before we go, because that's going to do it for Hockey Talk, tell everybody where they can find you on the Chairshot Radio Network and in the social media world.
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at AttitudeAg, that is at AttitudeAGG, Facebook.com/AttitudeOfAggression. And as far as the Chairshot Network, you can check me out here with Patrick every Tuesday on Hockey Talk and every Monday on the one and only Bandwagon Nerds, as we delve deeper into the 70s, the rabbit hole.
Deeper than I think any of us planned to go. You, of course, can find me on the Twitter at Wrestling Realist. That is at WrestlingRealist. You can catch me every Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday on the Chairshot Radio Network. Mondays, as Dave said, doing Bandwagon Nerds. Tuesdays, talking hockey with David Ungar. And Wednesdays, I'm talking wrestling with the one and only Craig DeMarco. That's going to do it for Hockey Talk this week. Thank you, everyone, for listening. All-Star Weekend is not too far away. More coaches are going to get fired, and we're going to have you covered with all of that news next week on Hockey Talk. Thank you again. We'll see you here on the Chairshot Radio Network, part of thechairshot.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.